This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. The former fire captain in unincorporated Boulder County was found guilty of sexually assaulting five women in a four-year span. It took the jury less than a day to come back with the verdict. Cameron Barnaby's defense argued the 33-year-old was a womanizer and made bad moral choices, but said that the women all consented to these sexual interactions. The jury, however, sided with the state, who argued that none of the women consented to sex. Two were minors and two were women under his supervision at the fire department. He will be sentenced in February. This year's Denver school board election was the most expensive in the city's history, according to a new analysis. CPR education reporter Jenny Brandine.
The education news site Chalkbeat Colorado reports that candidates and outside groups spent nearly $2.4 million on the four seats up for grabs. That's about $150,000 more than 2 years ago. Donors supporting charter schools outspent the teachers' union by almost 3-1. But the money didn't sway the outcome. Candidates backed by the teachers' union won all four seats. Independent expenditure committees, which don't have to disclose donors, far outspent candidates. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
Officials are warning of strong winds and extreme fire conditions starting tomorrow. Anything that causes burning or sparks, especially around dry vegetation, could spark a large fire. Xcel Energy says they're planning for a likely cutting of power for parts of the Front Range starting at 12 p.m. tomorrow due to the wind. The company says they don't want downed power lines to cause wildfires. This is CPR News.